is impetuous, my defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart, I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Hey, we're recording the podcast. Shut up.
Good morning to you, wherever you are, because it is a morning somewhere for May 15th, 2024. That was a little aggressive. My name is Bertie Burns, sitting right over there. She will eat your fucking children. Ashley Burns. Say hi to Ashley, everybody.
Welcome to the Ides of May.
I couldn't use Finn's intro for today's episode. Just couldn't do it.
Let's just keep Finn as far away from Mike Tyson as we can, shall we?
Mike Tyson has had some of the best press conference moments of all time. Or like, why do they interview fighters in the ring after a fight? And how does that not end in a brawl every single time? I know they must be exhausted, but especially where like a fighter has trained for 4 months and knocks a guy out in 90 seconds, the way Mike Tyson did on several high profile occasions, and he's not tired. How does he not?
Who's getting in the ring with that guy?
I saw a video the other day. We'll post this in the link dump, where it was a bull, Ashley. You familiar with bulls?
As in the boy cow?
Yes, with the horns and all of that stuff. Like, as in don't mess with the bull. It was on the beach in Mexico. A bull got on the beach. There's a bull on the beach. And it was a lady who was like eye to eye with the bull. The bull's like, squaring up on her.
Is
right?
It doing the thing with the hooves?
No, but it's like, it's just like got the head down and it's coming at her and pushing her, even like literally pushing her. She's a tourist. That's the way she's described in the headline. She's picking up her stuff, like, and then the bull keeps pushing her and she keeps dropping stuff like a towel or whatever. And she stops and bends down and picks it up and it's kind of like shoe bull. And eventually the bull does the thing that you expect a bull to do. And it just starts wailing on her. And it's like, lady, have some sense of self-preservation. Don't when you go to the beach, isn't everything that you bring to the beach disposable? Like you're going to lose all of it.
Well, certainly if a bull comes along, yeah.
It's just like, let it go. Come back to it
later. You know what? I'll get that towel later.
There's even a dude, occasionally you'll get one of these videos where people are filming and nobody's helping. There's a guy who's like trying to help. Then there's a guy who represents the entirety of the rest of the world who's off camera. And you just hear him in the background going, what? We told you this was going to happen. I hope she's okay. I don't know if she's okay. But it is wild to see someone who has absolutely zero sense of self-preservation.
I saw a completely different video than you did. Apparently, it's bull o'clock. Maybe it's because
we're in the bull cycle.
We're in the bull market. Because I saw a completely
bulls are going through a
video.
Rebranding. There's going to be AI bulls dating each other. Go ahead. Sorry, Ash.
Because it was a bull on a street somewhere, and there was a dude just like sitting against a wall.
I saw the same
and
video.
And the bull is like squaring up on him. And he doesn't move. He looks, he's you know, chilling, having a drink of his soda, whatever, just hanging out. And then the bull is like, and walks away. I was expecting that guy to end up with a lot of holes.
This was probably one of those street events where they have fun running with the bulls, where they have somehow irritated the fuck out of the bulls and
for
probably
funsies.
Have some device on the bull that's irritating the bull. Or people screaming at it. Yeah, I don't like those events.
I don't feel like it takes a lot to irritate a bull, to be fair.
And it might be confirmation bias, too. If there's a video on the internet of a person and a bull, you probably know what you're about to get. You know what you're going to see in that.
Usually,
otherwise, why would
yeah.
the person post it? The tale of the guy looked at the bull looked at the guy, and they went their separate ways, that's not a subreddit. That's very popular. Yeah, so this lady on the beach in Mexico, I can't help but segue into Jake Paul squaring up.
I was wondering, where is this going?
Okay. Squaring up with Mike Tyson. So it was kind of surprising. So I'll be honest. I've never really understood all the ceremony of boxing. I don't really know where the face-off happens. It seems like it happens during weigh-in, but it happens far earlier than the weigh-in.
Right. So I follow boxing almost not at all. I like the videos of that guy who like... does funny things with the people when he's facing off, like gives them a little kiss, or like offers to share a treat with them, does the funny things, right?
A selfie.
That's how much boxing I follow. I think those are funny, and I still can't tell you that guy's name.
I don't even think actually he's a boxer. I think he's an MMA fighter.
Okay.
Which is it's a small distinction, but a distinction. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But I don't know. It's like a lot of that stuff carries over to fighting in general. They'll do this ceremony where the fighters are in a press conference environment. They come up next to each other. There's a lot of snapping of photos, and they all square off with each other. Some of the guys, you know, always amp that up and will push the other guy or something like that. In this case, it was Jake Paul and Mike Tyson getting ready for their big fight, and they were squaring off. The big takeaway from this is people were kind of shocked to see how big Jake Paul was in comparison to Mike Tyson.
He's taller than I thought.
Not that Mike Tyson has not fought guys enormously bigger than himself throughout his entire career. It's a little different when the guy is also, 20 years younger than you as well.
Yeah, it makes a difference, right?
Yeah. What my big takeaway from it was when they went to do the little square off, Mike Tyson just starts, jokingly punching Jake Paul in the stomach, and, they're all laughing and having a great time, which is, I don't know. I kind of want him to keep up the facade a little bit longer, that this is going to be just mayhem.
Right, that this is actually going to be a match, you mean?
I get it. They're going to sell a lot of tickets. I read online that tickets for ringside seats are just under $10,000 US for a ringside seat. According to this article that I'm reading off of, this pause brought to you by Vamping, sportsbible.com, written by Nasir Jabbar. Lowest price tickets are $575, including taxes and fees. That's rare in the U.S. While ringside seats are available for a whopping $8,067. I'm not sure how they came up with that. There must be also taxes and fees in there as well.
Does that include the cleaning bill to get the blood off?
This is a exhibition fight. Do you think there will be blood? That's the question now that I've got after this.
So
gruesome face off.
Okay,
that we witnessed.
So let's back up, because this sounds like a bit of a shift for you, because last time we talked about this, you were of the belief that Mike Tyson is going to fucking kill Jake Paul.
Let me retort by saying, first of all, how dare you? Wasn't the last time we talked about this. It was the first time we talked about it. I thought Jake Paul was going to die. Then as we started to learn more about the fight and rumors about the contract, which were never really substantiated, it did seem to be more like, this is for funsies. You know, they're going to be buying a lot of houses with the paychecks from this thing.
$8,000 at a time.
It's going to be up to, according to the sportsbible.com article, up to 80,000 spectators are expected to fill the stadium, which is home to the Dallas Cowboys of the NFL. And while we're talking about sports, get this out of the way too. NBA playoffs are going on right now.
Yeah, you sent me a link to the NBA playoffs. Why?
Just because it's going on right now. And there's a game tonight. The Boston Celtics are hoping to clinch an Eastern Conference final spot against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Later this week, the Pacers will be trying to stay alive against the Knicks. And then on the other side, the Western Conference, the Thunder versus the Mavericks series is tied 2-2. Denver Nuggets are leading the Timberwolves and look like they might clinch a Western Conference final spot. So we're on our way.
My mom was always, or my grandma was always a big fan of the Jazz. So how are they doing?
Oh, is she a fan of the Utah Jazz? I don't see them
on here. Okay.
Don't see them. They didn't make it, babe.
Well,
sorry.
That's how it goes.
It's probably because of that Drake diss. Where did you read that Karl Malone got some shrapnel inside of that? It goes way back. There's some stuff like when Karl Malone was in college. He was rumored to be dating a 13-year-old, and it was just a different time back then. I was alive back then. It wasn't that different back then. Not that different.
You're in college. What do you talk to a 13-year-old about?
Can we not talk about this conversation at all? I don't even want to talk about this.
Fair enough.
This is going to be an anti-kid conversation. You talk about, we have thing of Tyson talking about eating people's kids. We're talking about Karl Malone. And now, sadly, we're going to have to talk about the Dirt Dog Las Vegas Bluey event that took place. We're going right from Mike Tyson to Bluey.
Well, look, it's all
blood. And it was a natural progression.
It's all about blood sport.
Who knew the way from Mike Tyson to Bluey was through Karl Malone? My God. Okay. Oh, my God.
What is this event that happened?
Okay, so it was a lot like the Glaswegian event that was not Willy Wonka.
Okay, so this was Willy Wonka. This was like a not Bluey event?
No, this was straight up Bluey. Like, they even made an apology, Dirt Dog Las Vegas. they made an apology saying to our Bluey family. So they're fully in on the Bluey branding, which, by the way, Bluey is a phenomenon. It's now a $2 billion franchise. And actually, you and I read the other day that we didn't substantiate this, but this was something that we read, that 30% of Disney Plus's traffic by watch hour is episodes of Bluey. 30%.
I kind of get it. Like, Bluey is a show that not only kids can watch, but their parents watch it and enjoy it and love it. If you can manage that to walk that line, you're doing really, really well. Also, it's cute. You trust it. The episodes are pretty short, so you can put one on while you're getting dinner together and not worry that your kid's going to end up in like some weird corner of YouTube.
YouTube's been a lot better about protecting kids ever since that weird thing where they were getting into videos that were
Disney Spider-Man and Spider-Man. Elsa or something, right? And it was just like weird.
And who would make those videos where they're trying to fool kids into watching adult content? That's just really
just seems bizarre to me.
That's the kind of person you want to see in court. Like, you want them to go to court over something like that and not just like haha trolling or whatever. But now if you watch a kid's video, and depending on your settings, I suppose, it won't autoplay the next video. You can't even set it up to do a mini player in the corner while you're watching kids stuff. It has to be full screen on some settings. They're doing a lot to try to protect kids on YouTube.
Good.
Which I appreciate, you know, but it's it does cause problems if you're just trying to make normal content. I even talked about the other day, I updated a video for Are You Making More Red Versus Blue? And it was just the word no, and that was it. And I had to go through the process of determining whether or not this was safe for kids. You know, and it's like, I get it.
Look,
I get it.
Bernie, it all depends on how often those kids hear no in their daily life.
Well, if only the people from if only the people from Dirt Dog Las Vegas had put the similar amount of thought into their Bluey event. Let me read you this Business Insider article by Grace Dean. A restaurant in Las Vegas hosted what parents described as an extremely disappointing Bluey event that was a meet and greet, which left kids upset and their parents angry.
Sounds like every event for kids.
You're going to love this. This is written on Facebook. Thanks for ruining my three-year-old's day. The restaurant, Dirt Dog, promised screenings of the Australian kids TV series, face paintings, games, giveaways, and snacks, as well as the opportunity to, quote, meet Bluey and friends. But when parents took their kids to the free event at the hot dog restaurant on Saturday, they weren't impressed by what they saw. In social media posts, visitors described having to line up in the sun in Las Vegas. That's actually a really big deal.
That's not good.
Because the event was flooded with Bluey fans, only to discover that the titular character was being played by a man in a onesie, which one Facebook user called a Timu Bluey costume. Is that how you say
it? Ooh, yeah.
Timu?
Timu. That's like
I've never heard it said out loud, but it's like Walmart version in the past or Wish.com version.
Got it.
The shitty version of a Bluey costume. And Ashley, I have held back and haven't shown you the photos. I'm going to send you a photo of Bluey.
Oh, no.
At the event right now. So you're going to see it live for the first time.
All right. Reactions coming in hot.
This is what people lined up in the Las Vegas sun to see.
Oh, no.
It's just a dude in like pajamas, basically.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. But I have to admit, is this news, right? Is this something we should be reading about all over the place?
This is the kind of event that, I mean, are you sad that you weren't there?
Not at all. This doesn't qualify. This is not in that category at all.
No, but no, that's, I get how that would be disappointing for kids. On the other hand, if you slice a banana wrong, they're also going to get upset. So,
right. You ruined my three-year-old's day is a funny statement, because if you have a three-year-old, you know literally everything ruins their day. Anything
going
at all.
Going to like their favorite event, if it had been the perfect Bluey event, it still would have ruined their day.
You could pour milk in their cereal wrong and it ruins their day.
Right.
That's the wrong spoon. The other day, I was going up the stairs with Finn.
I wanted the pink plate.
I wanted the pink plate, right? We love Instagram reels of parents and happy couples. One of my favorite things we've been watching on Instagram reels these days is one of the members of the couple, the boyfriend and the girlfriend, is filming the other eating. And they try to match pace with them. And when the guys try to match pace with the girls, it's really funny because they have to eat typically so slow. But watching the girls try to keep pace with the guys, and they're just like, does he swallow? It's like they're just like shoveling food in their face, trying to keep pace. It's one of my favorite trends right now.
You showed me, and we'll find this, we will put this in the linked up, because I'm calling for judgment on a specific video in that trend. In this was one of the ones that you sent me because you thought it was
so
funny.
It's the first one I saw.
That this is, it's a guy, he set up his phone and he's recording. He's got a burger. His girlfriend has a burger. And he's trying to match her eating. And he's getting frustrated because she goes to take a bite and then she puts the burger down. And she goes to take a bite.
I'm getting frustrated.
He's so frustrated by it. But I'm telling you right now, that is not a fair video, because she's not eating. She's watching something on her phone. The food is incidental.
Okay. And I think I can speak on behalf of most males when I say, if I'm watching something while eating, that does not slow me down in the least. In fact, that might keep me from, like, breathing. I would just continue to eat in one gigantic bite like a fucking snake, like unhinge my jaw and just shove the entire thing in. Being distracted while eating is no excuse for going even slower.
Sure it is. Sure it is. If you actually want to enjoy the food, you pay attention to what you're watching, and then you take a bite, and then you chew the bite, and then you go back to what you're watching, and you trade off.
Ash and I have been on a little bit of a fitness kick, and we decided to take a break the other day. We went out to a local pub that we like that has fish tacos. She also ordered the soup, and that was a disaster, because you then had more food than I did. How much of the time, like percentage-wise, do you think I was sitting there with nothing to eat while you were continuing to eat?
A billion years.
It was like 85% of the time.
It was a billion years.
Yeah, I was completely done, and I was just sitting there watching you eat.
You were just like squirting lime at random spots on your plate.
It's a huge problem with couples, I think. It's a huge problem. And then you don't finish, and I'm always waiting to see if it's like, are you done? Are you done with that? Do you want that? I'll have a bite. Can I eat that? But yeah, so this Bluey event's terrible. They issued an apology, and people were just livid in the responses on Instagram. We can post a link to their Instagram for Dirt Dog Las Vegas.
Sure, why not?
I've said Dirt Dog Las Vegas about 30 times
so
now.
So what you're saying, Bernie, is this event works.
Is there such a thing as bad publicity? I don't know.
I don't know, but now I know if I want a hot dog in Las Vegas, there's a place called Dirt Dog.
Right, right. And while we're talking about incredible events, Ashley's being set up, the Cannes Film Festival is now opening.
Ooh, underway. And I heard there's going to be a lot of stuff there. Furiosa is going to be there.
Yes. It's actually kind of crazy, the directors that are going to have movies at the Cannes Film Festival. What's really weird to me is when looking up information about this film festival, unlike other film festivals, I can't find information about the films. It's all this week about who's on the jury, like Paul Dano and Brie Larson. And the head of the jury is Greta...
Thunberg?
The Greta who's not the Swedish teenager who wants to fight the climate.
Greta Gerwig.
Gerwig. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Your name is Greta, right? You had to grow up with the name Greta. How unfortunate is it that you hit one of the only points in history where there's two famous Gretas?
where you actually have to share the famous name?
Like, we had Greta Garbo, then there's a 60-year break on Gretas, and now we've got two Gretas.
Yeah, that said, I don't think Greta is that unusual a Swedish name.
But I was looking online, and some of the films that are showing at the Cannes Film Festival are Francis Ford Coppola has a sci-fi film called Megalopolis.
Which
I sent you the trailer.
This is the film I think of as Megalopolis, the film that Francis Ford Coppola is self-funding because all the studios told him that it would never work.
Right. And sometimes...
That's its full title, by the way.
That pays off, like Avatar. You know, I have a feeling, having watched the trailer for this, it's not going to be the level that Avatar was.
Yeah, we'll see. So, yeah, there's the teaser for Megalopolis has been released. It's kind of cute. Francis Ford Coppola put it on his YouTube channel.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is awesome.
Very modern.
Yeah, right? I watched this trailer, this teaser. I can tell you nothing about it. Except there's some statues that move and the vibes seem cool.
It seems very like
sci-fi noir is what I get from it.
It has a very cool cast in it. It's got Adam Driver. It also has
Giancarlo Esposito from Italian, New York.
Giancarlo Esposito. It's got a few other people. I don't want to spoil anything for people who haven't watched it, but it is Francis Ford Coppola, who is most famous for, Ashley, directing. You got it right. The Godfather franchise. So, of course, he's going to be able to pull an amazing cast, I would think. I'm a sucker for sci-fi. I'm going to go watch this. I don't really have high expectations of it. A lot of times, sci-fi, I will give a lot of latitude for people who try to do cool stuff in the sci-fi world. But when sci-fi misses, I have to admit, it really does miss. Like, what was the Channing Tatum one?
I was going to say, you mean the one where Channing Tatum is like part wolf or something?
Yeah, Jupiter Ascending?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one I did
that
not.
That had a great cast in it, too.
It did. I did not catch that one in theaters. I watched it and I was like, it's amazing. I'm glad they took a swing, but this was not one of the home runs.
Yeah. And then Paul Schrader has a movie, and also David Cronenberg has a movie at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Paul Schrader, all those names are like throwbacks to like classic American cinema. Paul Schrader is the guy who wrote Taxi Driver.
Oh, wow.
He wrote Raging Bull, to stay on our boxing theme for today. So you'd probably know Paul Schrader a lot better as a screenwriter than you would as a director.
Boxing and bulls. His time.
Yeah. Here's a movie that I hadn't thought about in years. Do you remember the 80s film Cat People?
No.
Starring Natasha Kinski?
Okay. What? No. What is this film?
Listen, that is a movie that just came and went. It's a 6.2 on IMDb, whatever that means, for Cat People. I mean, IMDb was created, what, 20, 30 years after Cat People came out?
Okay. Is this a thriller? Are they aliens? I have to know more.
If I recall correctly from watching it like scrambled on Showtime when I was a kid.
Are there boobs?
I think there was. I think it was like supposed to be like a sexy, like people as cats. I'm pretty sure by the end of the movie, the people shed their human skin and become cats, if I recall correctly. And if I'm not recalling correctly, I'm
as
revealing a fetish. A deep-seated fetish that I have.
This is according to Wikipedia. Cat People is a 1982 American supernatural horror film directed by Paul Schrader and starring Natasha Kinski, Malcolm McDowell, John Hurt, and Annette O'Toole. It's a remake of a 1942 RKO Radio Pictures film of the same name.
Where's the RKA Radio Pictures brand now? Could someone just pick that up and start making stuff?
That'd be fun,
RKO?
Right?
Yeah, it's such a classic brand. Be cool if somebody like Fallout bought that, right?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, right? Why not just, it's got to exist somewhere out there.
Oh, it has the entire plot on here on Wikipedia.
Well, it's Wikipedia. What are you going to do? It's a 1982 film. I think it's okay.
Schrader has said in relation to the erotic and horror aspects of Cat People that the film contains more skin than blood.
Does it talk about them shedding their skin at the end and becoming jaguars? How do you pronounce that word?
Jaguar?
You say jaguar.
I throw a little bit of the U in it because it's got one, but I try not to let it overstay its welcome.
My mom would always say jaguar.
Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Jaguars. There's a lot of things, though, that...
I'm firmly in the jaguar.
Jaguar.
Camp. That's where I lie in that.
I'm the bull camp.
Actually, what I want is a dude in a hot dog restaurant just dressed in a jaguar pajama suit. That's what I want.
Dress him up as a bull and he can attack 3-year-olds.
Maybe he was paying homage to Cat People because he heard that Paul Schrader had a film in the 2024 Cannes Film Festival. What's the most famous film you ever heard coming out of Cannes Film Festival?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I know it's Cannes Film Festival as where people go to put on pretty outfits and pose a lot.
It's where you're going to get a lot of films too that are like hugely independent. Like, for instance, Brie Larson is on the jury, right? I think a lot of people would know Brie Larson these days as mega movie star. Fast and the Furious.
Captain Marvel.
MCU, exactly. Her independent stuff is amazing. Like, did you ever see Room?
I was going to say, that's what she won awards for, specifically Room, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
And she ate that role.
She did. She really did.
For breakfast. That scene of her doing that song, it comes up constantly. Yeah, I was always really sidetracked by the guy in that who was also Superman.
Oh, right. I forgot that he's in it, too.
Yeah.
And Chris Evans is in it, too.
Is he? No.
Yeah. He's the skateboarding boyfriend who then goes on to play Captain America.
All right. So who else from
this? Chris Evans, by the way, plays a great villain. He should play villains more often.
He's in a Netflix movie called, is he in Gray Man?
Yeah.
There's so many like Netflix movies that are kind of the similar. But he's the bad guy in Gray Man. And he is clearly having the most fun in that role. It's not like 100% believable, like with the movie plot wise, but he is very obviously having a great time in that movie.
Okay. Speaking of Netflix. So This was shocking to me as well, going back to the beginning of the podcast, for this press conference. I guess this is why they have press conferences.
Did they bring a bull into the press conference?
No, no. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are going to be fighting on Netflix.
That's one of the big things about it, right? So yeah. You don't even need to pay $500 to $8,000 for a seat. You can watch on Netflix.
You don't need to be one of the 80,000 people going to the Dallas Cowboys Stadium to watch this.
Just think of the bathroom lines.
Can you imagine being in the back row of that stadium and watching two dudes fighting in the center?
It's like,
how would you see that?
You see little ants get some binoculars out, old school style.
I guess they do have the world's biggest
jumbotron.
Bust
out your phone and zoom in.
Is that still the biggest jumbotron in the world?
I have no idea.
At least for a professional stadium? They had that for years and years. Although now even the college stadiums have, like University of Texas has the Godzillatron.
What's a Godzilla?
It's a massive, massive screen. It's just like, just so you can see what's going on the screen when you're sitting in a stadium filled with 107,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
You know who worked on Godzillatron?
Who worked on Godzillatron?
Mike Pirtle.
Really?
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff with UT Sports. A lot of stuff. And he didn't like design it or anything like that, but he has worked with the Godzillatron.
That's awesome.
Everybody, he got a lot of street cred at the office.
Everyone's like, ooh.
Yeah. Tyler Coe was very impressed.
Yeah. Office famous.
All these name drops from our Rooster Teeth days. All right. Well, anything else going on in the world, Ashley? Anyone we should thank for today's episode?
Yes, there are some people we should thank for today's episode. Specifically, I'd like to thank Jackass the Great and Munt for sponsoring this episode of Morning Somewhere. Thank you both for sponsoring the show.
What was the first guy?
Jackass the Great.
Jackass the Great. You should follow with Jackass the Great because Munt. Munt is a great online name. All right. So let us know in the comments, who do you think is going to win the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? At this point, I'm still putting my money on Mike Tyson.
My money's on the bull.
I might be betting emotionally. I might be betting emotionally, but I think he's going to win. All right. Well, that does it for us today, May 15th, 2024. We will be back to talk to you tomorrow. We hope you'll be here as well.
Bye, everybody.